Welcome to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte, the ultimate mind-body-spirit workout to help you live a more purposeful life. Now, here's the host of Spiritually Fit on Empower Radio, Chris Forte.
Hello, humble warriors. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Spiritually Fit Show, the ultimate body, mind, and spirit workout. Grateful that we could spend a little time together today. Each week, the intent of our show is to discuss certain practices you can use to get or keep yourself in tip-top spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional shape. We call this practice spiritual fitness. Spiritual fitness is an enlightened daily practice which is intended to enable you to slow down, look within, handle the obstacles in your life with grace, and ultimately live a more purposeful life. These easy-to-apply 7 daily practices can help anyone who is looking to transform their life. Well, in today's show, we're going to talk about holistic healing with a very special guest. Holistic healing is an alternative to traditional medicine to heal physical pain and disease. You pinpoint the root cause, which most, if not all the time, is tied with some emotional pain or wound. By getting to the root cause, we could take the steps to heal ourselves. We are spiritual beings with infinite powers. And so I just want to share a little story of something that I dealt with a few years back, which will be part of the show today, more of a physical pain. I was in the midst of going through a painful divorce, and I was on my daily run, and a shooting pain went through my foot that, you know, brought me to my knees. And I was on my knees, and I was in excruciating pain. And as I tried to get up and run, I just had intuitive knowledge at that time to ask, what is the root cause? And I could have went to the doctor and be diagnosed with plantars, and I can't pronounce the whole diagnosis, but I'll just say short, it's plantars, which is the most common cause of heel pain. But I knew this was stemming from an emotional pain and not a physical one. And my body was also telling me I needed to find an alternative running to deal with this emotional pain, which, you know, led me to yoga. And, you know, on previous shows, you know, I've talked about my love for yoga and the importance of yoga in my life. Now, if you do yoga, you know you're on your heels and putting a lot of weight on your heels when you're doing certain poses. And so as I was doing yoga, that pain was not there in my heel. So I knew I was at the right place to deal with my emotional pain of what I was going through. And so that is what I mean by defining the root cause. And it's not just with physical pain, but it deals with disease and a lot of other things. And that's why I'm really excited to kind of dig deeper on this topic with my guest and sponsor of the Spiritual Fit Show, Dr. Nishan Shellam. And her tagline is Stopping a Million Medications. Dr. Nishan Shellam is an internist, who trained in traditional internal medicine, and after 17 years of practice in this field, realized that sickness is an unconscious choice we make. So she got trained in integrative and holistic medicine and is currently getting training in functional medicine. The outer mission of her life is to help people realize the true cause of their illness and create true health and well-being in the lifetime of her practice. So she started Holistic Icon, which stands for Holistic and Integrative Center of Novi, to empower people to find their best doctor. That is you. She educates people to realize that this is easy if they learn the right way to rely on themselves rather than seek wellness outside in chemicals and people. Welcome, Dr. Nishan Shellam.
Thank you, Chris.
So, excited to have Dr. Nishan Shellam again joining us. You and I did a podcast a few years back, and that was very enlightening. And, you know, for anybody that's new listening to the show and that maybe doesn't understand the term holistic healing, I mean, what is that?
So, holistic healing would be taking the mind, body, and spirit, and not just looking at symptoms. So a lot of times, holistic healing can be done by anyone who's really very intuitive and really understands how to, coordinate mind, body, spirit, has learned something with energy or acupuncture, all of them are holistic healers. Whereas what I practice is actually functional medicine. It's really the traditional medicine, just a different way of thinking. In traditional medicine, we think of symptoms. When somebody comes to us, the patient, by definition, is a sufferer. So you're coming in with a suffering, and that's a symptom. Whereas in functional medicine, what we actually look at is the system. So for instance, you mentioned a heel pain when you were running, and you were able to intuitively connect it to all the emotional trauma you were going through at that time. Actually, there's a word, there's a whole process, a system for it. It's called tension myositis syndrome. It's TMS. And they find that when people have this acute emotional trauma, the body actually creates a physical pain. So you kind of move away from that emotional trauma and you have something tangible to work on. And a lot of people, what they would do when they go into a traditional medical doctor's office is, like you said, it could be plantar fasciitis or a sciatica. They focus on what they have and connect it. So it's like a diagnosis and connect it to a drug. Whereas when we are looking at holistic, we're really talking to them about their story. We're asking them the question, when was the last time you ever felt well? And well-being is physical, emotional, and social well-being. It's all those three areas. And once we get to that time frame, they themselves are able to pinpoint and say, oh, I see where I have a problem. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, once you address that root cause, the body begins to heal from inside out rather than outside. And when you're relying on a chemical, you're addressing just that one symptom, the pain, but you're not kind of addressing the root cause of that pain, mm-hmm. what is actually causing that pain. So a lot of times that's what we try to do when we are practicing functional medicine.
Right. So let's talk about that term root cause, because, you know, the last time you and I were on the air was a couple years ago, and I've been out to your practice, and I know that you've seen hundreds, if not thousands of people. What could that root cause mean to somebody in different scenarios, I guess?
So one of the things that we do is we take a very detailed history. Now, when you go to a regular doctor's office, they ask you, what's your chief complaint? What are you here for? And most people begin to start complaining about a few things. And they say, no, tell me what exactly can I address today? Or can you just address my back pain? Mm-hmm. And somehow we tend to treat our body in silos, and it doesn't work in silos. Whereas when you're looking at the root cause, the question we ask in functional medicine is, when was the last time you ever felt well? And you'll be amazed. I would be talking to a 55-year-old woman, and the last time, when you really dig deep and ask, they'll say, when I was 6 years old. And sometimes when you ask, what happened at that age, why do you think it is? Like, I used to feel sad. Why did you feel sad? And you got to dig a little deeper. And before you know, they're talking about how their parents divorced or how they, you know, a friend of theirs hurt them mm-hmm. in some way. You know, it's right. something very deep rooted.
Okay.
And that's where that kind of sets the tone and the shape of their future.
Mm-hmm.
And till we get to that point and make them understand that that was not as relevant as it is today, and their self-worth and their self-esteem, all of this plays into their chronic medical conditions. So when I'm looking at root cause, I'm really looking at why are they in this state at this time? And a lot of times it's really getting down to the first insult they ever had.
Okay.
And it's several years. I really have so many years, so many times I've gone back to several years than what they just think. Sometimes people come and say, oh, 6 months ago.
Okay.
And then as I dig deeper and deeper, like I had a guy who came in yesterday and he said, oh, I've been having anxiety for 2 months. I said, 2 months? And he's been working with me for 3 months. I said, when you started, you said you had 6 months. And then when I went into his history a little deeper, he was living alone for 40 years. And every time he had an anxiety episode, he would just drink.
Mm.
And so he never felt his panic attacks or anxiety at that point in time. Mm. But now for the last four months since he's been working with us, he hasn't been drinking.
Great.
And he has not felt the anxiety episodes or the panic attacks, but he still feels underlying anxiety. So here's a person who's had 40 years, and it took a long time for us to get to what exactly happened. At the age of 16, his brother, who came to watch him play basketball on his way back home, got killed in a car accident. And, you know, there are so many things that really add and compound to how anxious he is today and what's happening. So it was kind of a revelation for him and for us to work on that, and instead of just saying this is an anxiety attack and here's a Xanax.
Right. And so it seems like, and just from being involved and knowing more about your work and kind of talking through this with other folks, these must be just huge emotional breakthroughs for people. And so it's once you uncover that, what type of plan or what type, I guess it all depends on, you know, what someone has or is going through, but what type of, I guess, maybe to get back and start fresh again, I guess, once you've uncovered what that root cause is.
Right. So we actually have in our practice a life coach who works with people. She's done brain training, and she's able to get them to figure out what should be the next step, what will make them better. And a lot of times it's really learning to let go of your past because it's not defining your future. Most of us know it, right, but somehow we're not able to let go.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, right. And it seems like, but once you get that breakthrough, that seems like you're like almost like right there. And it's right now, it's just, okay, we've broken through and here we are present time and let's move forward. And we're going to move forward. We're going to take a quick break, listen to our sponsor, and come right back.
Learn why people fail to stay healthy. For example, diabetes and hypertension are symptoms, not diseases. They stem from three main reasons: inability to detox effectively, poor digestion, and long-term inflammation. Dr. Nisha Chellam can help you learn how and why these affect you and how to address each one systematically so you can truly discover the cause of the symptoms or disease and how to really resolve them if possible rather than simply manage them. Dr. Chellam believes you are your best doctor. Learn more about the functional medical way from a traditional MD who knows the science of the disease and understands the art of healing. Connect with Dr. Chellam at holisticicon.com. Consultations with Dr. Chellam are available regardless of where you live. Let Dr. Chellam help you resolve your health issues rather than simply manage them. Visit Dr. Chellam online now at holisticicon.com. That's holisticicon.com.
Now back to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte on Empower Radio.
So welcome back, Humble Warriors. We're here with Dr. Nishan Chellam talking about the root cause and holistic healing. And I guess we were just kind of talking about the life coach with this client. What are the benefits of your practice and someone that would come in and maybe say, all right, I want to give this shot. I'm done with going to the doctor and not even seeing my doctor, waiting in the waiting room for a half hour, waiting then in the next room. The nurse comes in, takes my blood pressure. I see my doctor for 2 minutes. He reads my results and boom, and that's all I know. And boom, here's the medicine. You know, I think people are starting to be a little bit more aware and awake that, you know, it's kind of broken out there and that there's new alternatives. And obviously you're on that forefront of doing that and continue to do that. So if someone who's been used to doing that, you know, what are the benefits? What are what's the time you'll spend with somebody so they know it's, you know, I'm being cared for here?
Correct. So first of all, I would like to say I don't like to be called an alternative.
Okay.
We should be mainstream. I think
right.
Most people understand we should be mainstream. The traditional medicine is really geared for acute care. You come in with a pain, a suffering, and then our goal is to fix that suffering. So you're coming in with the mentality, I'm going to my doctor, they're going to find what's wrong with me, and I need to be fixed. What I tell people is you're not broken. You just are lost a little, and my job is to get you back on the right path. Because once you understand that, your body begins to heal. So when a patient comes to us, whom we really like to call a client and not a patient, because as I said, patient means suffering.
Great.
But when a client comes to us, we ask them their whole history. They spend about 2 hours filling their history. I spend about an hour reviewing it, and I can see certain patterns. And then when I sit with them, my first meeting is usually an hour, and it's only the history. I cannot do a physical exam in my first meeting because it takes an hour. And really, we want to delve into what is your personal goal meeting me? Mm-hmm. What is it that you want to achieve? And sometimes people come to me, say, for instance, thyroid, which is what I do very much. And I have a passion for addressing thyroid issues. And they're coming to me saying, should I be on a natural thyroid? Should I be on a synthetic thyroid? Should I be on a compounded thyroid? Different types of medications. But what I try to teach them is there is no one medicine that's going to, it's not like that magic switch that can put you on or off. We got to figure out why you have a thyroid problem to begin with. And what is the net end goal? What is the quality of life that you are wanting by seeing me? Obviously, people are not coming to me just to say, the commonest thing that my patients say is, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Mm-hmm. And our goal is to get them out of that rut. But okay. For that, I have to understand their history. So the first hour is spent on history.
Okay.
And then we move forward to seeing what are the tests we need to do to put this whole thing together. And the next visit will involve, like a phase two, will involve review of the labs and review of their physical exam. And then I give them like an assessment of what their current concerns are, how the current concerns are connected, because not, you know, your headache is not different from your toenail infection. They're all connected. And then we create a path and we take the first step. And the first step is where we have a team of people involved, either the nutrition coach or the life coach, whomever needs to be involved, gets involved, and we create that path. And usually this journey with us takes anywhere from 90 days to 6 months. And some people stay with us for a year because they have more chronic illness, or they've gathered diseases over the years, or developed diseases over the years. Mm-hmm. And we have to work to, I call it the domino. You got to see what was the first domino that fell and get back to that.
Got it. And so we talked about this before we went on the air, though. But the client has some responsibility here too, though, don't they?
So this type of care, the client leads the care. In the traditional medical system, it's like a very dogmatic. You know, the doctor says something and you just do it. Whereas here, we are creating a plan together, and the client has to approve the plan and say, yes, this is something I can do, or this is something that needs to be broken down. And then they have to go and do. So they have about 2 to 3 weeks before they see us again. And there's a certain thing that they're supposed to achieve, certain goals that they're supposed to meet before they come back and see us. Mm-hmm. And they also have unlimited email and texting access in between if they fall off. I had a client who was doing very well, and then for 2 weeks, we didn't hear from her. So when we reached out, and she slowly texts me back and says, you know, my father died and I fell off track. And that's perfectly fine. If you didn't fall off track, you're not human. So we just help them understand that so they get back on path. And really the goal, ultimate goal, is they are empowered and they have the tools to take kind of charge of their own health. Right. I always tell them what I'm doing with you is moving you from the path you're going, which is the wrong path, getting onto the right path and walking 1/10 of the way. Mm-hmm. The rest is all yours because now you have the tools. Yeah. And since we're on Empower Radio, it's all about empowerment.
It's all empowerment. And, you know, I've been privileged to be at one of your conferences where you had a lot of your clients there. Mm-hmm. Who have been through the process. And I would tell you, I was amazed. These people were passionate, from all different men, women, different ages. And it's, you know, a lot of it comes down to just a little bit of education, you know, and a little bit of mind shift. And it's like, It was just breathtaking because it was like you saw these people. It's almost like a new life, and it's not forever. That's what's so amazing is that you can really get to the root cause, really help someone turn really the whole thing around 360, anything anywhere from said from like 6 months to a year, you know, at the latest. And then from there, how often do you need to see that person? Once a year? Or I mean, because everything's like been almost like cured in a way.
Right. So the way I ask people to look at this is just like you look at financial health. Let's say you've filed for bankruptcy and then you want to get back on track. It takes you somewhere between 3 to 5 years to have new money habits so you never get back to that same state. And the same thing with health. When you're learning, you know, I'm trying to break habits of 25, 30 years and they are doing themselves. They're trying to learn new habits. A lot of times, 6 months is a great start. If you're highly motivated and this is what you want to do, they, you know, 6 months is enough. But a lot of times, I tell them to continue with us for 1 or 2 years when it becomes part and parcel of who they are. Mm-hmm. Because you have to remember, many of these clients come out of their comfort zone, but they are living with other people who don't live like them, whether right. they be their close family or friends. So sometimes it really requires a little more extra support. What we really provide for them is a lot of support during that 1 year or 2 year journey. And after that, I usually tell them if you're really well, maybe once in 2 years, just to get your blood work done, making sure, you know, don't guess, but right. test and make sure you're doing health. You're really healthy and right. go from there.
You know, that's amazing. And I know you just mentioned like the 1 hour counsel and, you know, and then you're with them there for 6 months. I mean, I'm guessing you're there besides just looking at their file and spending time with them. I can just imagine, you know, hours and hours being spent, you know, with your clients. And, you know, I think about going to the doctor. I mean, if I had to add up 60 minutes with my doctor, I'm probably looking at about 15 visits over 7 to 10 years. And so, you know, this is truly, it's truly priceless and more people need to know about you. So how can people get in touch with you and find you?
So we have a website, which is an easy way to look at if this is what you want to do. We have, it's holisticicon.com. And we also have webinars on Facebook Live. And if you go to Nisha Chalam MD on Facebook, you'll be able to get to one of those webinars and or seminars. And if you want to meet with me, this is the easiest way is come to a free webinar, a seminar, see if you connect with me, because I think this is a relationship where you have to really connect with your doctor. And instead of trying to say, you know, can I make an appointment, just do that. See if this is what you're looking for, and then you can make an appointment.
Okay. And I know before we got on the air, and we've used the word empower a couple times.
Yes.
That your 1 hour consult is usually how much?
$389.
And you've been very gracious to do an Empower special. And if anybody's listening to the show and they mention the Empower special, you will
do for $189. I'll give $200 off.
Wow. That is really, I mean, again, priceless for a 1 hour consult with a doctor to really just kind of hone in on what's going on in your life is, you know, is very generous. So I'd like to thank, you know, Dr. Chalam for coming on the radio with us. I mean, I'd like to end with a 60-second meditation. And here's the exercise. You need to know this, and I think we've covered this on the show, that we all have the ability to heal ourselves. And you are more powerful than your physical body. And so let's be grateful now that we have some simple tools. And let's do this together. We're all going to close our eyes and say out loud one time, I can heal myself. And then Nate's going to give a countdown on 3, 2, 1. So again, when we do the countdown, just say, I can heal myself. And then just take breaths in and out the nose with the eyes closed. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. I can heal myself. Thanks, everybody. Welcome back. Again, thank you for listening to today's show. More about the spiritual fitness lifestyle can be found in my book, The Humble Warrior, which can be found on my website, chrisforte.com or Amazon. You could also listen to any episodes of Spiritually Fit on my Instagram page, Chris Forte, Humble Warrior. If you want to connect with me, please send me an email to chris@chrisforte.com. Would love to help you any way I can on your spiritual journey. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Live brave.